Oh my god, dude, it was so much fun. Like, I'm not.
It's almost noon on a Saturday, and Bill is picking up Naomi downtown after a morning of volunteering for a program called Teen Court. When Bill was younger, he participated in that program, and he pushed for his only sister to do the same. Naomi spent 4 hours learning about the justice system and serving in teen juries for peers who got in trouble.
Okay, so this dude, he had marijuana on him, and he got caught.
Naomi turned 15 over the summer. She's petite, has a big smile, and long black hair down to her waist.
My favorite color is turquoise, maroon, black, and purple. My favorite subject is English. I love English. It's like, oof. I'm the outgoing, crazy girl that doesn't care what people say about her. Like on Snapchat, I'll make ugly faces. I don't care.
She also likes to take selfies with her cell phone camera. A lot of selfies.
Cheese. Thank you.
But unlike most girls, she had to grow up very quickly. Naomi was 9 when her mom was banned from re-entering the U.S. Back then, her older brothers were in high school and took on most of the chores. Naomi watched them closely. Early on, she learned how to make her dad's instant coffee just the way he likes it. 3/4 water, 4 spoons of brown sugar, and 1/4 milk in a mug that has a chip on the side. Today, she's responsible for cooking dinner, sweeping and mopping the house, doing the laundry, and cleaning up after her elderly father. Naomi doesn't complain about her chores, though. She does them with a smile, all while getting mostly A's at school and taking advanced placement classes. But she does feel like she has two lives, the student life and the mom life. Naomi's mom, Gloria, wipes tears from her eyes when she talks about how much responsibility has fallen on her only daughter's shoulders. Sitting at the kitchen table in her apartment in Nogales, Sonora, she says she feels bad for Naomi. The family visits Gloria a couple times a month. Naomi doesn't really like to go, but sees it as a bit of a break from doing house chores because mom is there and she always sends them back to Tucson with food. On this Thursday afternoon in the middle of summer, Naomi and her younger brother, Bobby, are walking with their mom to pick up tortillas. Naomi walks close to Bobby, occasionally bumping into him. She says she does not feel comfortable walking through the streets of this border town.
They disrespect you. Let's say there's a 40-year-old guy passing by a little girl. They're like, wow, estás bien sabrosa. Wow, you're so hot. It's like, I don't feel safe at all. I don't know. Just don't like it here.
Gloria hears about what's going on with her daughter through Leti Rodriguez. Leti is Gloria's best friend and is also in her 40s. She lives in Tucson and has been helping out the family for years. Leti has become like a second mother to Naomi. Leti does this because what if it was her daughter who had a toothache and she wasn't there? What if it was her kids going to bed on an empty stomach? She says even just thinking of that hurts. On her 15th birthday, Naomi got a bracelet and a card from her mom sent to Tucson with Bill. But it was Leti who took Naomi to the mall.
She's like a guardian angel. She's always been there for us.
Most of the time, Naomi sort of plays the mom role at home. But she gets to be a teenage girl when she's around Leti or her mom.
Oh, really?
Yes, it just repeats it.
Naomi is closest with her younger brother. She calls Bobby her best friend.
He's like my stylist and like my counselor.
He gives her great advice on what to wear to school and about dating. Bobby is 10 years old. He was only 4 when his mom left for Mexico. Naomi remembers waking up one night to go to the bathroom and seeing a silhouette in the middle of the hallway. It was Bobby, with his eyes full of tears. Bill picked up his 4-year-old brother and took him back to bed, while Naomi warmed up some strawberry milk to make him feel better. Jim, the oldest, made a puppet show with blankets and a big teddy bear, all trying to make Bobby laugh.
As a 9-year-old, like, that would look at Bobby and like be like, oh, the little baby. And like, I would hold him and like I would be crying. But then I would be like, no, I'm strong. So I would wipe those tears and then go to sleep. Mm-hmm.